These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm John, I'm 36, a risk assessor from Chichester.
I'm Liz, I'm 25, an analytical chemist originally from Lowestoft.
I'm Trish, I'm 49, I'm a commercial property landlord from Gateshead.
I'm Lol, I'm 50, I'm a volunteer advisor from Liverpool.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's John. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Bradley.
From Chichester.
That's right, yeah.
Born and bred?
No, originally from Libya in Africa, actually.
You're kidding? Libya?
My dad was working out there as a civil engineer.
Right.
My mum went with him and, yeah.
There?
There I ended up.
That's quite cool. OK, now, what do you do for a living?
At the moment, I'm a risk assessor. I work in the Health and Safety Department of Western Sussex Hospitals, NHS Trust.
Right. What do you get up to in your spare time?
At home, I collect antiquities. I also do a lot of quizzing, go to various pub quizzes each week.
Right.
And I've got into kayaking in the last few years.
Right.
This year, me and my friends plan to paddle from Land's End to the Isles of Scilly, which is 28 miles, 5 days paddling around the islands, and then, hopefully, weather permitting, paddle back to the mainland.
That's a tough old challenge, isn't it? And you're a risk assessor.
That's it, yeah. I've even done the risk assessment for it.
Yeah.
Quite long.
Absolutely. And if you won some money today, John, what would you do with it?
I'd like to do a second degree. Probably in ancient history.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, really, because I'm quite obsessed with history, so...
OK.
Nice to learn a bit more.
John, let's do that. I wish you well.
Thank you. Good luck.
Cash bill around each correct answer is worth £1,000. Your time starts now. In 1990, what was made the official language of the Soviet Union?
Russian.
Correct. In what Eric Carle book does a creature eat three plums on Wednesday?
Hungry Caterpillar.
Correct. Which co-star of The Office played Pete in the 2015 drama Ordinary Liars?
Mackenzie Crook.
Correct. Who was the first king in English history to be formally put on trial?
John.
Charles I. What follows Wharf and Wensley to give the names of two Yorkshire valleys?
Dale.
Correct. A man walks onto a pitch is a book by which English football manager?
Ron Atkinson.
Harry Redknapp. And Natalie Bennett replaced Caroline Lucas as what party's leader?
Green Party.
Correct. Janet asks, what have you done to Brad in what film musical?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Correct. What Paris monument is located where 12 avenues converge?
Eiffel Tower.
Arc de Triomphe. In 2015, Scott Mitchell won his first BDO. John, £6,000. Very good. And actually, I think you're a better player than six. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Cinnaman or Real Clever Clogs? It's the rest of the outfit that's debatable. Maybe it's Jenny the Vixen Ryan, Encyclopedia Britannica's page 3 stunner. Or could it be the governess? You can tell when she likes you, you're still breathing. What about the beast, though? The man who thinks Wildlife on One is a cookery show? Or is it the Dark Destroyer? He looks so grumpy because he's won a competition and the first prize was a lifetime supply of shampoo. Who do you want to take on?
Well, I think they're all pretty good, but I would like to take on Mark.
Right, let's see what we can do. Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it is indeed the beast. Here's Mark Labette, the man you wanted to take on, the meeting of minds. Please, take a note, beast.
Hello. Good afternoon, John. You assess risk, I cause it.
Let's put some money on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. £6,000. You can change your starting position now if you wish. And if you want to do so and take a step closer home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Well, you're a self-confessed quiz junkie. I think you're going to go for this. £36,000.
Thank you. £36,000. Not bad at all. Have a chat with your team. Thank you. Lol.
I think you're well capable of the £36,000, but I think as your first, I think the £6,000 in the bank would be... confidence boost for the rest of us.
Trish.
You're totally capable of it. We know that. But that's the reason we need you back. So don't go for the 1,000, go for the 6. because you're going to be more use to us in the final chase.
Liz?
I think you're a great player, but I think we need you back here at the end to go for the six.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Face the table, 1-6, 36 grand. John, what will it be?
I always said if I got in this position, I would definitely go high. But the team have almost talked me into going for the middle offer.
You're a better player than the six, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
You showed that in the cash builder.
I'm going to go for the six.
Six it is, Chaser.
Oh. I thought I had him there.
I know.
Good player, though. John for six grand. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. A microsomatic animal has a poor sense of what? A, smell, B, direction, C, humour. You've put smell.
Yeah, I can't get much from the word at all. I'm always pretty good with derivations of words, but that sounds the best out of three.
OK, correct answer is? Well played, smell it is, step closer to home, chase has put. Yeah, it goes right with smell.
The osmia, anything there is to do with smell, so anosmia is the loss of smell.
All right.
Osmium is a smelly metal.
Thank you. Here's your next question. The name of which American state is abbreviated IA? A, Indiana, B, Idaho, C, Iowa. You've put Iowa.
Well, I know the capital city of every single American state, but I haven't actually learned all the abbreviations. It could be any of them. I'm just hoping it's Iowa.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Iowa was right. Chaser has put. Goes right with Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, Indiana's IN, Idaho's ID, and Iowa's IA.
Here's your next question. Named after a Swedish engineer, the Brinell test is used to measure a substance's what? A, hardness, B, purity, C, flexibility. You've put hardness.
Again, like the first question, not entirely sure, but it sounded the best out of three.
Correct answer is? Hardness it is. Step closer to home, well done. Educate your guesses along, it's good. Chaser puts. Goes right with hardness, yes.
Purely that, an engineer would test the physical property rather than purity, which would be more of a chemical property, and as A or C, and we guess right.
Here's your next question. Which of these is a small island in the Firth of Forth that is the site of a lighthouse? A, Little Rock, B, Bass Rock, C, Fraggle Rock. We've answered first, that's good. You've put Little Rock.
Yeah, although that is the state capital of Arkansas. Bass Rock, I'm sure that's somewhere else around the coast. Fraggle Rock, television show, could well be named after a rock off Scotland, but I think it's Little Rock.
Correct answer is? It's Bass Rock. Staying where you are, chase has put. Here he comes. Goes right with Bass Rock, moves within two.
He did all the hard work there. Little Rock's the state capital of Arkansas, Fraggle Rock's a TV show, so probably it was going to be Bass Rock. That's how I did it.
Here's your next question.
Oh, numpty.
Fighting talk. Here's your next question. Which of these characters in children's literature could be described as ursine? A, Piglet. B, Paddington. C, Peter Rabbit. You've put Paddington.
Oh, Ursa Major, the Great Bear.
Correct answer is? Yep, Ursine's Paddington. A step close to home, well done. Chase has put. Goes also right with Paddington. Remains the two behind, but one from home. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these kings of England never married? A, Edward II. B, Henry II. C, William II. You've put William II.
Henry II was married to Eleanor of Aquitaine. Edward II, his wife was Isabella, I think. I'm very sure William Rufus was single all his life.
OK, if that's right, you're through with £6,000. Correct answer is... OK, William, the second it is. Thank you very much. Well played. Nice, confident player. Would have had one go at £36,000, Chaser.
That's why I was really hoping you were going to go high.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his basic quiz knowledge, that's for certain.
Yeah, he certainly has. I'll play John. You're through
Thank
to the finals.
Yeah,
great performance, mate. Well done. Excellent. Good start for the team. Very good. Well done.
And what I'm most unhappy about is you could feel the nervousness coming off John.
Yeah.
He's come here to win.
Yeah.
Now he's in the final chase, he's just going to get relaxed.
Absolutely. That was the time to take him out when the nerves were shaking.
Why do you think I was trying to desperately tempt him to go for the high offer?
Yeah. Right. Next to face the chaser, it's Liz. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you very much.
Originally from Lowestoft.
Yes.
Now you're an analytical chemist.
Yes.
What is that?
It's nowhere near as exciting as it sounds, I'm afraid. It's a lot of lab work, playing around with some cool high-tech equipment and things,
yeah.
Praying I don't break it. the main thing.
You bet. OK, how do you relax?
I'm volunteer for the St John Ambulance as a youth leader, so helping teach cadets first aid.
Anything else that you do?
I can play the piano and the double bass, so I enjoy doing that.
Excellent. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would take my mum on a cruise around the Arctic.
All right, what's mum's name?
Sharon.
Right, let's get you and Sharon to the Arctic. Should we do that?
Cool. Yeah.
All right, good luck, Liz. The time starts now. In the royal abbreviation HRH, what does the second H stand for?
Highness.
Correct. In the Oscar Wilde novel, whose picture does Basil Hallward paint?
Ernest.
Dorian Gray. Which British actor played Marius in the 2012 film musical Les Miserables?
Eddie Redmayne.
Correct. The caribou is on the reverse of what country's 25-cent... Correct. Joan Clark worked as a codebreaker during which World War?
Second.
Correct. In English, a pangram contains how many different letters of the alphabet?
26.
Correct. What US TV series always finished with family members saying goodnight?
Brady Bunch.
The Waltons. What was the middle name of the American president known as FDR?
Delaware.
Delano. Who wrote the story Ginger and Pickles about a cat and dog who run a village shop? Beatrix Potter. What country is referred to 22 times in the play Hamlet?
Denmark.
Correct. A little bit of Erica by my side is a lyric.
Oh, Mamba number 5.
Correct. Which queen did William Hamilton attempt to assassinate?
Victoria.
Another good player, John. £8,000, Liz.
Oh, wow.
Excellent and deadly. Very good. Got to get you through to the final. You will be an absolute major asset in the final chase with that speed.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Liz.
Good afternoon.
You've got yourself a team here, Brad.
Yeah.
You're fast. I've got to make sure you leave even faster.
Yeah, let's put some money on the table. OK, here we go, £8,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£2,000.
Thank you. But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
Let's tempt a recent ex-student. £50,000.
Oh, crikey, that is big money. OK, have a chat with your team, Liz. Lol.
Well, Liz, the £8,000 is good. £50,000 is very good, but I think I would stick with the £8,000 to get you back.
Thank you. Trish?
I think the same. You've done a brilliant cash builder, but you don't want to spoil it. You want to get back here. We've got a strong team.
Yeah, OK, John, you've been at the table. What do you think?
That was a very impressive performance. I mildly regret not going for the high offer now. I know you can do it, but at the same time, there's no shame in £8,000 at all.
No.
If you want to stick with that, that's great.
OK, thanks. Liz, here we go. £2,000, £8,000, £50,000. Tough to give up the eight for the extra step, but there you go. Choice is yours. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the £8,000.
Eight it is. Thank you. Chaser? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Liz, for £8,000, the chase is on. Cannot tempt my players. OK, here's your first question. Good luck. Which of these modern-day coins has a milled edge? A, £2, B, 20 pence, C, 2 pence. You've put £2.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't totally sure what milled meant, but I didn't think it was the two pence, so choosing between the other two.
It means slightly grooved. Running through a mill is like a...
Oh, OK.
It's a machine that gives it a type of serrated type on the edge of it there. Okay. Sure. £2. Correct answer is... Yeah, well played. Step close to home. Chase is put. Goes right with £2.
It's that ruffled edge, and it's a security feature, because in the old days, when coins were made from gold and silver, unscrupulous people would scrape bits off the edges, where if it's milled, it's a lot easier to see that somebody's done that.
Indeed, it is. In the engineering game, it's also called knurling. Okay. Knurling. Here's your next question. The majority of the countries that boycotted the 1976 Summer Olympics came from what continent? A, Africa. B, Asia. C, Europe. Ooh, now, you've put... Asia.
Bit of a guess, I'm afraid. It's a bit before my time, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. do you know what? I can't remember either. Correct answer is... Africa it is. Staying where you are, Chase has put... OK, yeah, it goes with Africa. Chase is now two behind.
It was in protest at the tour by New Zealand of South Africa in the rugby. And then in the apartheid era, so Kenya famously didn't send their athletes and a lot of other African countries didn't. It was also the first one of three successive Summer Olympics which suffered from boycotts. 1980, the US-led boycott on the Russian Games, and 84, the Russian-led boycott on the LA Games.
Right, here's the next question. Tancred is an 1847 novel by which British Prime Minister? A, Benjamin Disraeli. B, William Gladstone. C, Robert Peel. You've put Benjamin Disraeli. What do you think?
Yeah, and I wasn't really sure. I didn't think Robert Peel was the sort of person to write a novel, but again, I'm afraid it was a bit of a guess.
Correct answer is... Well played. Disraeli is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with Disraeli. Remains a two behind, a three from home.
Benjamin Disraeli became the Earl of Beaconsfield. And as a little aside, you might like to know, the Beaconsfield Services is the first service area in Britain that has a pub.
Ale on toast. I like it. Here's next question. Which of these terms describes a type of rock that water cannot pass through? A, sedimentary. B, metamorphic. C, impermeable. You've put... impermeable. Yeah.
That's basically what impermeable means.
Yes, it does, yeah, of course. Correct answer is... step close home, well done. Chase has put... Yeah, impermeable goes with that as well. Here's the next question. Chase is two behind, the two from home, still with £8,000. It's good, you're playing well. Which British actor plays Norman in the American TV series Bates Motel? A, Nicholas Holt. B, Freddie Highmore. C, Jamie Bell. You've put... Freddie Highmore.
Yeah, I think he went from, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to Bates Motel or something.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Very good, he is too. Step close to home, well done. Chase was put. Yeah, it goes right. Freddie Highmore remains the two behind.
One of those negative answers. I've seen a couple of promos and it wasn't the other two.
No, indeed. Here we go. Get this right. You could have gone for the 50 and had one go at it. Here's your next question. In the 2015 Formula One season, which of these first names is not shared by two drivers? A, Felipe. B, Nico. C, Sebastian. Ooh. Very quick. No, you're very quick.
I think I've heard of at least one version of all of them.
Yes. Let's see what you've put. You've put Sebastian.
Yeah.
So, Felipe someone and Felipe somebody else. Nico someone and Nico somebody else, but only one Sebastian.
Well, I hope so.
That'll be Vettel, I guess.
Yeah.
To go through with £8,000, correct answer is... Game on.
I wasn't expecting that.
No.
I thought, oh, good, I've got one back here.
Yeah. Charming.
Oh, I really wish I could have attempted either of these first two plays.
Yes. Well, this.
Great, thank
well
you.
Well played. No, you are through. Right. First two up, first two through.
Well, backstage, somebody said to me before I came out here, this lot don't look like much. Clearly, he hasn't got any judge of a quiz's potential. This is the best team I've faced for a while.
Very, very good. Two players up, two players through, John and Liz. And there is £14,000 in the prize fund. However, Trish is up after the break. Will she add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Place the Chaser, it is Trish. Welcome to the show, Trish.
Hello, Bradley.
From Gateshead. All right, and what is it you do for a living?
I'm a landlord. My dad died about 3 years ago and left me some commercial property.
Wow.
I also run a blog which advises people how to deal with cold calls. And I'm at the moment renovating a shed because I want to enter it into Shed of the Year, and it's going to be a Mexican Day of the Dead shed.
A Mexican Day of the Dead shed?
Yes.
OK.
It's a bit different.
Yeah.
And I turned 49 last year and decided to go on Route 66 with a friend.
Right.
It was absolutely brilliant. I did a zip wire. I got mistaken for a rock star and I got detained at Los Angeles Airport.
Perfect. It's all happening.
Yeah.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
It would go towards my shed.
Yes.
Because this has to be not any old shed.
The shed.
It has the shed.
Let's get you the Mexican Day of the Dead shed. Right, Trish, here we go. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Referring to a small savoury dish, hors d'oeuvre, is a term from what language?
French.
Correct. Torn and Too Many Broken Hearts were hits for ex-cast members of what soap?
Hollyoaks.
Neighbours. Our Zoo was a TV drama about the founding of a zoo near what northwest English city?
Lincoln.
Chester. What does the E stand for in the name of the video gaming company EA?
Electronic.
Correct. What egg-based sauce is the main ingredient in a Greek goddess dressing?
Pass.
Mayonnaise. In what decade did Harry Beck design the iconic London Tube map?
The 50s.
30s. What sport features in The Sun newspaper's comic strip Striker?
Football.
Correct. Behave or beware was a tagline for what Emma Thompson film?
Nanny McPhee.
Correct. In The Simpsons, what is the occupation of Ralph Wiggum's father?
The janitor.
Police chief. The Minho River acts as part of the border between Portugal and what other country?
Lisbon.
Sorry?
Lisbon.
No, it would have been Spain. All right, Trish, £4,000. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we can maybe make some more. Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Trish.
Good afternoon, Mark.
I'm afraid for you, the only thing we'll be shedding is you.
My eye, man.
Let's put some money on the table. There you go. £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you
-£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you
buy a shed of unbelievable size, £46,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Lol.
I think the four is definitely good. I think the minus is a bit of an insult. Mm. 46 if you want, but myself personally, I'll take the four.
Liz.
Trish, you're a great player, and I think we need you back here at the end, so I'd take the four.
John.
I'll go for the 4,000. Your knowledge will definitely complement ours.
Yeah.
Yep, head for the middle offer.
Good, thank you. Right, we have -2, £4,046.
Right, I think Mark's been a bit crafty here.
Thank you.
Because -2 is not what I wanted. I don't feel lucky punk to do 46, so hey-ho, let's go for 4.
4 it is, Chaser.
Do you think I'm ever going to do what you want me to do?
No. No.
Here we go. Trish, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Luigi is a character in which 1985 Nintendo video game? A, Donkey Kong, B, The Legend of Zelda, C, Super Mario Brothers. You've put Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Happy with that?
Yeah, it's the only one I actually heard of.
The correct answer is... yeah, Mario Brothers is right. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with Mario Brothers.
Donkey Kong was the original, where there might be a certain resemblance.
Yes, indeed.
In the film Super Mario Brothers, it was Bob Hoskins played Mario and Dennis Hopper played King Koopa.
Wow.
You know I know my bad film.
Yeah, that must have been a shocker. Here's your next question. Which of these states does not border Washington State? A, Colorado, B, Idaho, C, Oregon. You've put Colorado.
Not sure about this. I have been on the brink of Colorado, and I don't think it was anywhere near Washington, but let's just see.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer home, Chase has put. Goes right to Colorado, stays within three with three from home.
Yeah, Oregon's to the south, Idaho's to the east, to the west is Pacific Ocean, to the north is Canada and British Columbia.
Here's your next question. Which Oscar-winning actor also won a Best Picture Oscar for producing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? A, Gene Hackman. B, Jack Nicholson. C, Michael Douglas. You've put Jack Nicholson. Well, he was in the film, that's for sure.
He was in the film, but I think... I'm going to go for Jack Nicholson.
Right, here we go. Correct answer is... Michael Douglas, it was, staying where you are. Chase has put, he should get this. He knows his films and does. Yeah. Chase is two behind, we're three from home. Here we go, here's next question. Which of these is not a computing file format? A, JPEG, B, MPEG, C, YPEG. Need an answer, and quickly, out of time. All right, what would you have put?
YPEG.
Correct answer is? You'd have been right and a step closer to home. You're out of time, staying where you are. Chase has put and closes the gap. Absolutely does. OK. Lost out, really, to the five-second rule there. All right, Chase is one behind. We're three from home. Here's your next question. Which Italian football club is named after a female athlete from Greek mythology? A, Juventus. B, Sampdoria. C, Atalanta. You've put Juventus. What do you think?
It's the only one I've heard of, and I know it's Italian.
Yeah, they're all Italian. All Premier League teams, Serie A.
Well, it is a guess.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. You've put Juventus. The correct answer is... It's Atalanta, staying where you are. If the Chase has put Atalanta, you're out. What do you think? Think he knows it?
He'll know it.
Chase has put... Goes right, but Atalanta takes us out. Here we go.
Atalanta, unfortunately, was a figure from Greek myth who said she'd marry the man who could ever outrun her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And doesn't Juventus mean something like young lady in Italian?
Youth or something.
Youth.
Something youth-wise.
So I can see why you pressed it.
Yeah, indeed. However, I am sorry, Trish, but you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Good luck with your shed, though.
Oh, yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Dad.
Bye-bye.
I needed that.
Yeah.
Breaking up a full house.
Yeah.
I'm looking like I'm in trouble. I should point out, though, I still haven't got a question wrong.
Really? Interesting.
Shows how good this team is, then.
Absolutely, it does. Now, Lol is up after the break. Can he put a stop to that? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Lol. Welcome to the show, Lol.
Thanks, Brad.
From Liverpool?
Yes.
And what is it that you do?
I'm a volunteer advisor in the Citizens Advice Bureau.
OK. Any hobbies at all?
Yeah, I love restoring vintage motorcycles with my brother, especially pre-war.
OK. Is there one motorcycle that you covet most than
yeah,
anything?
Yeah, sure. It's a Bro Superior that was owned by Lawrence of Arabia.
What are they called?
A Bro Superior.
A Bro Superior?
Yeah.
And if you won some money today, is that what you do, spend it on the...
No, I buy a second-hand bike, but it wouldn't be a Bro Superior, cos I think one went in an auction for 300 grand.
You're kidding.
Oh, I couldn't afford that on this
one. No.
I'd get a nice second-hand one.
Yeah, you'd need a proper top offer for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, got to get you through to the final, though, Lol. We're sad to lose Trish, but three in a final against the Beast. He's on form, so we need to put as many people behind as we can. Are you ready?
Sure.
Good luck, Lol. I wish you well. Your time starts... Now, originating in Normandy, what type of dairy product is Gournay?
Cheese.
Correct. The Broads National Park is located in Norfolk and what other county?
Norfolk.
Suffolk. The Huey Lewis and the News song Back in Time was written for what 80s film?
Pass.
Back to the Future. A feast shared by English pilgrims and the Wampanoag inspired what US holiday?
Pass.
Thanksgiving. Rita Freeman and Robin Miller are nurses in what continuing BBC drama?
Pass.
Casualty. Elizabeth and James is a fashion line by twin sisters with what surname?
Jagger.
Olsen. Mr. Dizzy and Mr. Grumble are books by which children's author?
Enid Blyton.
Roger Hargreaves. In the standard UK version of Monopoly, which railway station has a one-word name?
Pass.
Marylebone. The name of what branch of maths comes from the Greek for earth measure?
Trigonometry.
Geometry. Which... No time, lol. 1,000. Well, straight away, look, you're a much better player than that. That's certain. The old cash builder plays all sorts of tricks. Lol, are you ready?
Sure.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're going home, lol. That's not your name, that's me laughing out loud. That was a terrible performance.
Happens.
Should we put some money on the table?
Yes.
Three steps ahead of the chaser, £1,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
Minus £3,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
This will buy an awful lot of second-hand motorbikes. £61,000.
Have a chat with your team. Thank you. Liz.
I think you had some tricky questions in your cash builder, but I think you're definitely a better player than that. Saying that, I want you back here at the end, so I think take the grand.
John?
I know you're a bit downhearted by the 1,000 cash builder. It can happen to anyone, so don't let that knock your confidence. Go for the one or even the 61 if you really think you can do it. Minus three, no.
Oh, minus three, no. Minus 3,000, 1,000, £61,000. What are you going to do, Lol?
I've always said I'll never take the minus. I'm not going to take the minus. I've always said I'm a bit of a gambler, but I'm not feeling overconfident today, so I'll take the 1,000.
1,000 it is, OK, chaser.
Leaving aside the moral dimension, that's only £4,000 difference, or £1,333 each. I think that might have been the smart move to go low.
Let's have a look. Lol, for a grand, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Richard Neville, Earl of Warwick, was nicknamed Kingmaker for his role in which conflict? A, Wars of the Roses, B, English Civil War, C, Jacobite Risings. You've put English Civil War. That's about right.
Fairly confident, because I think recently there was a series on about that kind of era, so that's what I'm going for.
Correct answer is... It's Wars of the Roses, staying where you are. Chaser's put. Here he comes. And first blood of this particular war to the beast, Wars of the Roses, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of these powerful nobles where whichever side he was on were the favourites, so hence he was the kingmaker.
Here's next question. What type of animal is a hominid? A, marsupial, B, primate, C, rodent. You've put marsupial.
I'd have to say it was a guess, Brad, because I'm not sure.
No, sure. Correct answer is... primate. OK, yeah, staying where you are. Chase has put... Oh, yeah. Homo.
Yeah, yeah. Man-like.
Yeah, I get it now. Didn't see it there. All right, here we go. Chase has run behind. We're five from home. Here's your question. Good job he didn't go for that 61 grand. To which actor did Mae West actually say the line, why don't you come up sometime and see me, in a 1933 film? A, Cary Grant, B, James Stewart, C, Ronald Colman.
Good one.
You've put Ronald Colman.
Again, it's an educated guess. I think all three actors were fairly young at that time, and I know it was a famous line, but I don't know it.
Correct answer is I know this line. Yeah. And I know who she said it to. Cary Grant. He was just a young, young man. All right, staying where you are. Now then, the chaser should know this. If he does, we're out. We've got to get lucky and hope that he doesn't. You ready? Chaser's put. Also goes with Ronald Coleman. Not expecting it to be Grant or Stewart.
Yeah, I didn't, but that's a great fact.
Yeah.
Chapeau to you for knowing it.
Yeah, yeah. OK, here we go. Chase is one behind with four from home. Here's your question. Milton Security features in what best-selling book series? A, The Hunger Games. B, The Millennium Trilogy. C, The Bourne series. You've put... The Bourne series. Do you read any of this stuff?
No.
No.
I'm not really an avid reader. I've never seen The Hunger Games, the Millennium Trilogy.
No.
I don't know. I've seen a few of The Bourne, but I think that was more CIA, but I'm just going with Bourne.
Yeah, OK, you put The Bourne series. Correct answer is... It's the Millennium Trilogy, staying where you are. If the chaser puts that, you're out. Chaser's put... Goes with the Millennium Trilogy, takes us out. All right. Tough questions. Chaser.
One of those negative answers. The Hunger Games is about the nation of Panem, I think.
Right.
Doesn't mention security at all. And for what I can remember, the Bourne series, it was Treadstone was the illegal CIA black ops.
Right.
So knocked those two out and gave me the right answer.
Indeed. Lol, sorry to lose you, but you have been caught and the chase is over. Thanks, Lol. Wish you well. First two through, or the first two in the final?
Normally, I'd say two against one in the final, Chase. Advantage me. But this one really is... Do they work well as a team or not? If they do, 20-plus, I've got a big target.
So there you have it. The Beast reckons they could get 20-plus. Liz and John have certainly got the skill, and they're through to the final, Chase. Total prize fund is £14,000. That is £7,000 each. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Liz and John are through to the final chase. It's £14,000 in the prize fund, £7,000 each. Looking forward to it?
Very much so, yeah.
Pressure's on now, but we can set a big target, that's for sure. You're good players. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase. Set A or set B. Team have selected set
A.
That, of course, means the Beast gets set B. Two of you are through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
These will come at you much quicker than the cash build around Liz and John. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Team, your time starts now. Which naval figure is known as the hero of Trafalgar?
Liz.
Nelson.
Correct. A bowling and return creases are markings on what sports pitch?
John.
Cricket.
Correct. The Granite Trail is a historic walk in what Scottish city?
John.
Aberdeen.
Correct. In what US TV series did Peter Graves play Jim Phelps?
Liz.
Mission Impossible. The 60s band led by Dave Clark had how many members?
John.
Five.
Correct. Which choreographer directed the film All That Jazz?
John.
Fred Astaire.
Bob Fosse. A liver bird upon my chest is a chant for what football club?
John. Liverpool.
Correct. Which former SAS man wrote the novel Hunter Killer?
Liz.
Chris Ryan.
Correct. The area called the Potteries centres on what Midland city?
John.
Stoke-on-Trent.
Correct. In what dice game does a large straight score 40 points?
Liz.
Correct. The Mollison family appear in what J.K. Rowling novel?
Liz.
Castle Vacancy.
Correct. Which Elizabethan explorer did the Spanish call El Draque?
Liz.
Wrong person answer. Which pop idol winner had a number one album, Echoes?
John.
Will Young. What food accompaniment can be brown, bread or barbecue?
John.
Mustard.
Sauce. The Maple Leaf train runs between New York and what city?
Liz.
Vancouver.
Toronto. Hasn't is a contraction of what two words?
Liz.
Have not.
Correct. What planet is called Giove in Italian?
John.
Jupiter.
Correct. Which French artist painted the ballet rehearsal on stage?
John.
Degas.
Correct. The Andean volcanic belts on what continent?
John.
South America.
Correct. In EastEnders, Bill Treacher played which of the Fowlers?
Liz.
Dennis.
Arthur. What political party used the slogan Labour isn't working?
Liz.
Conservative.
Correct. The Kuiper belt orbits what star?
John.
Proxima Centauri.
Sun. In what sea of the Atlantic are the Farne Islands located?
Liz.
North Sea. How many times did Julius Caesar invade Britain?
Liz.
Three.
Twice. Hugh Grant played Will Freeman in what film?
Liz.
Notting Hill.
About a boy. Well, we got off to an extraordinary start there. 16, no. We'll sort of come off at the end of that. We'll need pushbacks. OK, but 16 has been a winning score plenty of times. Are you ready?
Yes.
Right, time to bring back the chaser. For a minute there, I thought we was in for a 22-23.
Well, pushbacks kill us. Wrong person answers, unfortunately, tend to kill you guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely rocks your momentum.
Here we go. Remember, if the beast gets a question wrong and the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. How old is a person celebrating the Big 5-0?
50.
Correct. What Scottish river was known to the Romans as Clutha?
Clyde.
Correct. Which Sex in the City actress played Isabella in Glee?
Miranda Hobbs.
Stop the clock, that is wrong. Which Sex and the City actress played Isabel in Glee?
I think it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
I don't think so. Who
you don't
the
think
other
so.
Two?
Got Cynthia Nixon, Kim Cattrall, and the other one whose name escapes me could well be the answer.
Need an answer?
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Kim Cattrall?
Is the wrong answer. Correct answer is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, sorry.
14 required. Chaser, your time starts again now. Which Austrian composed the opera Ascanio in Alba?
Mozart.
Correct. The adjective ocular refers to what organs of the body?
Eye.
Correct. What company makes the Galaxy S6 smartphone?
Samsung.
Correct. Which Cornishman invented a miner's safety lamp 1815?
Humphrey Davy.
Correct. Which American writer created tomboy character Joe March?
Louisa May Alcott.
Correct. Okies are inhabitants of what US state?
Oklahoma.
Correct. Who played James Bond on screen for 12 years?
Roger Moore.
Correct. Edward V was the second king of what royal house?
York.
Correct. What name is given to an artificial lake for storing water?
Reservoir.
Correct. In 95, Ruud Gullit joined what London football club?
Chelsea.
Correct. What language edition of Wikipedia has the most articles?
Pass.
Stop the clock. What language edition of Wikipedia has the most articles?
English.
I just don't say English. I mean, could it be Chinese? But then they have a different internet setup there.
Go English, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. English.
It's correct. We pushed the chaser back. 5 required.
What threw me there was what language. I thought you meant it was an article about language.
All right.
Totally my fault.
No worries. Here we go. 5 required to catch the team. Your time starts again. Now, Love Me, Love Me and Angel were hits for which reggae rapper?
Pass.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Shaggy, something like that. Perhaps.
Yeah, go with that. Yeah.
Shaggy?
Yeah, he's correct. Yeah, he knew it. Push the chaser back. 6 required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, who was created Prince of Wales, 1958?
Prince Charles.
Correct. Angelino Heights is a district of what California city?
Los Angeles.
Correct. Surfacing was the second published novel by which Canadian?
Margaret Atwood.
Correct. Chihuahua cheese is a speciality of what country?
Mexico.
Correct. The Epsom Derby is restricted to horses of what age?
3 years old.
Correct. Costa Rica means rich coast in what language?
Spanish.
Correct. OK, caught with 22 seconds remaining, 3 opportunities to push back, 2 executed. But I've got to say, thoroughly enjoyed that match. I thought that was really good. We just didn't set a big enough target on our half of that final chase. Nonetheless, John, Liz, I hope you've enjoyed your day, have you?
Yes.
Yep, certainly have. It's been great.
However, I've got to take away the 14 grand and tell you that Liz and John, finally, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is over. Good chase, that.
I'll pay you guys the best compliment I know. I'd hate to face you two in a rematch.
There you are.
Because with a bit more experience,
yeah,
I'd have been facing a lot more than 16.
Very close match, a meeting of minds, that is for sure. However, the Beast still takes out Liz and John with 22 seconds remaining. Could you take on the chaser? Come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.